And we're really happy to have Jessica from OfficerDon.us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you sharing my booth today and talking about the needs for officers when they're injured in the field, when they're killed on duty, you know, who supports them, how does that work? And your foundation, which is tax deductible, raises correct. Funds for those events all across the country.
That's correct.
Tell us about it. You can probably say it better than I can.
Oh, yeah, like I have this whole spiel is ready. You ready? Ready? Okay. So OfficerDon.us, which is the website address, and it's also the entire name of the organization.
Right.
So it's easy to remember, .us, as in us or the United States.
Right, that's a good. Never thought about that. That's good.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Very good.
OfficerDon.us, national nonprofit online fundraising for law enforcement, for their families, whether the officers are on duty or off duty. Okay. Retired or early in their careers.
Right. And sometimes you just get in a financial bind because you get a workers' comp case and they stop paying you and then you have to sue them. That's not a personal story. Actually, it is a personal story. So I know how that goes. I could use something like you. We got wiped out when that happened on a workers' comp case.
Exactly.
Had to start all over. And it would have been great to have, you know, literally, if I had $100 a month to help pay the gas bill. That would have been great.
It would have helped.
And
right?
You guys do that kind of stuff. It's fabulous.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And there's people out there that want to help. There's people out there,
right.
Especially right now, that want to help law enforcement. They have a whole support net, you know, and all first responders will help all first responders,
right.
Too, you know.
Fire or whatever, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're all part of the same team. I think that, you know, we're all in this together.
Bring your microphone a little closer. Right?
A little
okay.
Closer.
What is the challenge you have in fundraising? There's so many people in so many spaces nowadays. What's your biggest obstacle? Why would you get a commitment? Why would you not get a commitment? What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, for the first year, our biggest challenge in fundraising was people not knowing that we were legit. Because there are so many fake fundraisers out there.
Oh, that's true.
Think about when an officer does get killed or injured in the line of duty.
Right.
There are so many fundraisers that are started that the general population doesn't know which one is legit.
That's a good point. That's like that phone call I get once a year from a guy that's a sheriff and he's going to arrest me because I didn't pay my parking ticket. They're scams, literally scams.
That's right.
Tied to law enforcement. Yeah.
And
my neighbor actually went down and paid the ticket. He thought he was. He was so dumb.
No.
Oh, I know. It does happen.
It does.
So that's I didn't thought about the fraud angle. That is challenging.
Right. And then, of course, the next biggest challenge we have right now as an organization is getting the word out there. Because we are a nonprofit, and we've not taken any money or, you know, just very small amounts
right.
at this point. We don't have money for marketing. And as you know, marketing can be costly.
Oh, yeah. All right, so how is it structured? Las Vegas PD, let's say they have an incident and officer needs help. It's not local fundraising because you're national.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you set up the campaign? How does that happen?
Well, it is ideal for somebody in the family or the department to come to our website and start a fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they would create the fundraiser with all the information. Just fill it out. I mean, you may be familiar with GoFundMe.
Right, right.
Okay, so we're just like GoFundMe.
Okay.
But we focus only on law enforcement, first responders, and we're nonprofit. So somebody would come to the website. They would start the fundraiser after they register on the website.
Right.
And then we would validate the information from behind the scenes to make sure that it is legitimately going to the right place. The monies get deposited into their designated checking
directly
account.
To them.
That's
well, that's
right.
Fabulous. Now, is that unique in that kind of business where it goes directly
actually,
to the family?
No, not really. Actually,
right.
That's pretty much the way most of them should work.
I like it that way because, you know, if I'm giving money to the Red Cross, I get it. It's going to a bunch of different things. But only recently has the Red Cross said, that's for Haiti right there, right?
Right.
A specific campaign. And I always thought of fundraisers as a big slush fund and then you kind of put money out. But if I was a family, I'd feel more safe having that money come right to my campaign and my bank account. And it's clean. It's nice and clean.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And to be fully transparent, because we are 100% transparent and we want you to know that we are honest and open. The credit card companies take, check. The credit card companies take 2.2%. That's our nonprofit
right,
rate.
Right.
American Express a little bit more at 3.5%.
Okay.
And then our admin fees are a very low 5%.
That's,
and so we run the organization.
Really low.
And
yeah.
You know, people have questions. Well, where does that 5% go? That 5% goes to running the website and paying a tech and advertising and all kinds of things.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Now, that's one way to donate is where somebody starts a campaign and it goes to them. Do you take donations just for the general fund, so to speak, And then, you know, it helps keep the lights on and so on. And then if something happens, you have some funds available maybe to give to a certain campaign.
Right. So what we can do is we can take donations for the organization itself,
okay,
which are greatly needed.
Greatly needed.
Greatly
Send
needed.
That money. Come on. Let's hear it.
All right. Yeah. So as an organization, as a 501c3, we can take donations. We should take donations. We need donations. And then as far as the entire website goes, there's multiple campaigns on there. And we can take direct donations, or you can donate directly to each one of those. And then we have donations set up for each state or other larger organizations where you can donate, and then we'll disperse those funds as voted on by our board.
So what do you think people feel when they see a campaign? I would love to give money to every one of those officers on the page. I can't afford it sometimes, right? But you know what? If I gave everybody $5, I might be able to afford it. Do you find that the amount doesn't really matter, just that you give the money? Is that the point?
That's
because it
multiplies
totally itself,
the point.
Right?
That's absolutely the point.
Yeah.
When we first started this organization, what we learned is that there are, for example, there's a grandma at home who just recently learned how to use the computer, and that's all she does. And she orders from, you know, the shopping networks, and then she finds our website, and she just loves cops, and her son's a cop. And so they go through and sometimes donate, you know, to each campaign. I have seen that.
Okay.
You know, philanthropists, we've had them, and they come through. And we had one guy who used to come through and just donate $25 to every campaign.
Yeah, that's nice. Now, do you find that most donations come from within the community in which the fundraiser is happening?
Most of them do.
Okay.
However, there are those that don't. There are those that come from across the country. There are those that otherwise would not have reached the campaign itself.
Right.
Yeah,
I like the idea of making it national, because it, you know, I'm busy, but if I can give, you know, $100 to you guys or $200, and you decide during the year where that's best to go, that's easier. Because, you know, frankly, for me, it's an emotional issue for me when I see a cop get killed, right, or somebody that's in need. Because I've been in the needy spot. I get that part, injured, right? And I'm not sure I can just take, you know, all these police assassinations. It gets to you. And you kind of want to not look and see every single one of them. But listen, you be my
Tell
eyes
me about
and ears.
It, yeah,
and for you especially, right? And here's some money. And, you know, please just donate. Give $20 to everybody you can. Help out. And I think that's a good way to do it, too. So do you do, you know, you're out here at Infuse 2017, do you go to live events? Do you, you know, do 5K sponsorships? Or how else do you raise money besides just saying, send us the money? And you guys better send. You can push a button on this broadcast and donate to her campaign. It's a little donate button on the live stream. So go ahead and do that. And on Facebook as well, there's some donate buttons. So, you know, if all my listeners gave a dollar, you'd have $65,000.
Yeah, thank
right?
you for
so
that.
So let's do it.
Thank you.
Let's
thank
send
you for in sponsoring
a
buck. That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so how else do you try to generate income and raise funds, besides just saying ask?
Right.
Right.
As much as we can, we set up events, or we go to events.
Okay.
We try to get out there. We sell these thin blue line
bracelets.
Yeah, those
are cool.
We have, there's a link on the website where if you go to officerdown.us, you can look up just bracelets, and you can do that by t-shirts. So that's one way that we raise funds, and we found that actually to work out pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But otherwise, we set up and do, we've done U Swirl. we've done some fast food restaurants, Panda Express, where they donate a portion of the
day's
sales. Yeah,
that's cool, yeah.
But we also, were the beneficiaries of the Officers Down 5K, which came to town. They go to a lot of towns across the country, and they set up these fundraisers.
Oh, good.
Or actually, they set up these walks, and then they donate a portion to a nonprofit like myself. So, right now that's what I can think of off the top of my head, how we've raised money. We've not raised a lot of money, you know, since we started this venture 3 years ago.
Right.
You know, going into this next year, our fourth year, we do plan on working a little bit harder to raise more money.
Well, it's hard. It's difficult. Because like you just said, you don't have a budget for promotions like a regular business would have to get the word out and do it. So you're kind of growing it, you know, from the source out. And that's why I want to get you on the show and give as many opportunities as you can to come on and talk about
exponentially,
it.
Exponentially, you tell your friend,
that's right.
Tells their friends,
right.
Their friends tell those friends.
Right.
You remember that commercial.
That's right. So all you police officer friends of mine and security personnel who used to be police officers, right? Because that's a lot of them are.
That's right.
Send Jessica some money, will you? All right. It's not hard to ask and not a lot. If you can do $5, let's do $5. Let's do 100 people do $5. We got a nice donation.
Yeah.
Jessica, thanks for coming on the show. OfficerDon.us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll get out there and help her raise the money.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right.